I just wanted to share a few words with you from this new book by Abdul Hakim Murad called Travelling Home: Essays on Islam in Europe. And this is an exhilarating read about the experiences of Muslims in Europe and some perhaps even chilling words about a possible future for Muslims as well. And it's about that I want to share with you some words from chapter 7 entitled Push back with something more beautiful. That's a quote from the Quran 41:34. Minority Muslims, complainants to therapists. And he writes, in our Islamophobic age, a popular Muslim response to secular discursive violence has been a tit for tat reciprocation. Not a few ghetto sermonizers retaliate against the national popularists by deploying an angry and bullying agitprop of their own. This in turn quickly displays the familiar drawback of a lex talionis. Lex talionis is an expression found in the Bible. It means an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. It tends to ignite a cycle of feuding until, as Nazam Abdin Awalia said and observed, if a man casts a thorn in your path, and you cast another thorn in his, the world will be full of thorns. Fearful preachers and bloggers, parrying the vitriol of what they experience as a feminist, pansexualist, philo-Zionist establishment media, and goaded by furious anti-Ishmael politicians like Geert Wilders, often reply in kind, amplifying the faults of Europe and generalising about its violent urges just as effectively as the chauvinists of the host societies are seeking to do in their typecasting of the Muslim soul. A vicious circle is the certain outcome of this. As so often, chauvinisms become mutually parasitic. But the odds are stacked against the minorities. In the longer term, if matters progress, it is likely that the weaker and smaller side of this zero-sum game will be destroyed. End quote. That's a page 168. That's a very chilling end to that. Looking to the future, it is likely that the weaker and smaller side of the, in other words, Muslims being the smaller a more vulnerable minority, will be destroyed. I'm not sure if he means almost like a second Holocaust, or he means that they will be destroyed in their faith. It's not very clear, but it's a very, very chilling prognosis. But also his comments about this lex talionis, this kind of feuding that goes on back and forth between, shall we say, missionaries and Muslims at Speaker's Corner, to give the perhaps the most egregious example I can think of. It tends to drag everyone down into the mud. It's not an edifying spectacle, and I'm certainly not immune from throwing mud myself in my less noble moments. But you see this on social media so often. I won't mention names. They're very well known. And this kind of rhetoric just tends to degrade everyone. And Muslims are not equal partners in this, as he says. They are vulnerable to being destroyed if things get worse, and the more pessimistic predictions for the future are truly chilling and terrifying. But anyway, there's a lot in this book that's much more optimistic than that, and I do recommend it. It's very intellectually stimulating, this book, as Tim Winter always is in his writings, and I do urge you to read it. Until next time.